and trust.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls here shortly. But, Garn, you had a few thoughts you wanted to wrap up. We were telling our listeners about the police response, or the pathetic police response to a recent murder here in the New Hampshire area, where a woman was killed at random, allegedly, by a group of youths who apparently have nothing better to do. So, you know, they decided they were just going to kill somebody, and yeah, that's what they went and did. And interestingly enough, we've had these cannabis celebrations going on here on a daily basis, and of course our big point has been that they've been peaceful. People are just enjoying themselves out at these daily 420 cannabis smokeouts.
Sure.
And so somebody inevitably brings up that apparently the kids that committed this murder smoked cannabis. And yeah, so therefore that means that cannabis makes people violent, and
more than 50% of kids have smoked cannabis, and yeah, I mean most of them don't do that. So yeah, what's the problem?
It's nothing nonsense. Like inductive logic, you know, like one murderer or accused murderer smoked pot, therefore all pot smokers must be murderers, or pot smoking is inclined to lead towards murdering.
Right. You could make the same statement about all kinds of things. You could say the murderer in this case ate Cheerios this in the morning, and so everyone that eats Cheerios, not only will they have less likely of a heart attack, but they'll also be more likely to kill people.
Well, I think that they also
ludicrous.
Vegetarians probably would make the statement that these kids ate meat, and people that eat meat have higher levels of testosterone, so young males shouldn't be allowed to eat meat.
Well, I don't know if it was the male's idea. I know there was a female involved, I believe.
She was about, yes.
But nonetheless, during this situation, you came back home, Guard. You were out of town for the weekend.
Yes.
You came back home to discover this had occurred, and that it was just a mile or two away from your home where
yes,
the murder occurred.
Yes.
And so, obviously, that's going to set you at unease. It's a little
right,
bit of a scary situation.
Yeah, you have very mixed feelings because, first off, you hear about an innocent person getting slaughtered, although
yes,
you don't hear the details
terrible
of it. And a little girl, the husband was away. He works for a defense contractor. He was away on business. Clearly, just his whole world just torn apart. And so then you hear a news conference about these people and about what the police are doing.
And you think, great, all right, we're going to get some information here.
Okay.
Going to help keep us safe. The police protect and serve. They're out to, make sure that we're all kept safe.
Exactly. These guys are on the loose. We don't know what they're carrying. So here comes the information. Well, the police come out, and it's the state prosecutors are there. Everybody's there. And they say, well, we are not going to release information about how the woman was killed. We are not going to release.
So therefore, there's no evidence. There's no information as to whether a door was forced open or what the circumstances
exactly
were at all. You can't ascertain anything from that.
You don't know if it was a crime of passion, if it were premeditated, that they think that this person was known. So this increases your anxiety. And so what I'm talking about here is, look, I don't want to second guess the police in the midst of their investigation, but out of necessity, I must second guess the police because I have no choice but to pay their salary and hope
right,
that they will do something to protect people as they're supposed to. As we know, police are not your best protection. A firearm is your best protection.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a fact. So so I'm watching, and then they proceed to dig their hole even further. They say, and you can assume that they're trying to shield the public from information. They're trying to shield the suspects from knowing that they know certain things. Okay, fine. I've seen enough Starsky and Hutch shows.
Because the suspects really scour the newspapers,
You never know,
You never know,
Here's the deal. They say they're not going to release information about the autopsy either. Okay, again, you're thinking to yourself, was it a home invasion? How was she killed? Are these guys still carrying these weapons? Are they out on the loose? Are they prone to do this again? What are we dealing
with? You've got no information. All you've got is that there's a victim.
Yes, there's a victim, and then they have the gall. The cops have the gall to say, and we've identified two suspects. Okay. So what are their names? You've got their identities. These guys use the language so sloppily, and so do the journalists, that they just assume that the use of the word identify means the same as describe. And, well, and so that ticks me off.
So then they proceeded to give a very generic description about how one was short and fat and the other was tall and skinny.
Exactly. Two white males, one tall, thin, bald, the other short and squat. Oh, well, thank you very much. That's not their identity, is it? And, you know, for somebody who deals with the English language often, that really gets me. Because they've already set me on edge, and then they claim they've identified somebody, and then the stupid journalists from the local network affiliate...
They just parrot it.
They parrot it, exactly. Yeah. Because it's all, oh, well, we're all comfy and cozy. They're doing their job. They're fast to work. Like, guess what? They have basically said, we don't have any information, and we're not telling you any information.
Right, well, live in fear.
Exactly. Well, they obviously did have information, because someone had tipped them off during the night. The little girl who was killed, the little girl who was not killed, she couldn't have told the police. Somebody had to have called the police during the night. It seems like it was one of these kids who got very, very bad feelings about what had happened, who maybe had been driving the car, we don't know, and reported this as an anonymous 911 caller. Also, they ended up going into the school and getting these guys the next morning, okay? They're two different schools. So here's the thing. I understand if the cops want to say something to the effect of, look, we've got information that we know could make people feel a little bit more comfortable in their homes right now, but if we release this information, we are afraid we might not be able to get these guys. We want you to know we are looking for these guys. We have a pretty good idea who they are. We'll update you soon, but we want to assure you you are not in immediate danger or something like that. But instead, they play these games. It's like it's a TV show. It's like, you know what? You're dealing with real people, so suck it up and do something right.
But if they don't do it right, then they still get paid.
Yes.
You know, and that's just it. It doesn't matter how piss poor of a job the police do. And I'm not saying they did an awful job in this case. I mean, they caught the people, so that's good. A lot of murders go unsolved.
Seems to have been given to them, unfortunately.
Well, that's a good point. And in many cases, I mean, that's how they cracked the case with the shooters. Remember the D.C. shooters, the D.C. snipers?
Yes.
They didn't crack that case themselves, despite all the press conferences and all the extra police they had out there. It was an individual who spotted them and called in the police.
It's the same. Let's not forget that it's the same sort of police officers that basically don't want people to be armed. To give the credit to the police officers for catching anyone might be a little premature. I don't know whether they caught anyone or not, or whether people turned themselves in, or whether somebody gave the information or whatever. I don't know whether this really falls under the category of police work, but to some extent, at least some people on the police forces, and it seems to be by and large the opinion, is don't carry a weapon. Don't be armed. Those things are dangerous.
Call
911 and we'll save you. Did the police save this person?
And, you know, a great point my girlfriend brought up is evidently, and I don't know the exact details, but the murderers, the people who did this, it looks like one guy hacked this girl to death. This woman, 42.
That's awful.
Well, yeah, he used a machete. That is the alleged weapon. The weapon that he's alleged to have used. They can't get capital murder for this. Okay. In other words, they can't get the death penalty.
In this state, because the death penalty is essentially reserved
for
in
cops.
This state for cops,
exactly.
Judges, and bureaucrats.
Exactly. Anybody, and that got her, she's like, that, you know, somehow cops have more valuable lives than we do.
Well,
now,
I don't know that if anybody's paying attention, but in fact, that's what they think. That's how they operate.
You know, it's amazing.
When they die, they get parades.
And the whole thing of first responders and the way that they loud these guys. Look, I know that a cop is going to be putting himself at risk often. You know, I understand that. And I can understand the argument that these people, if they're going to operate in a state system, they might think that it might be wise and might be a deterrent for people going after cops and trying to, you know, target them. if there is a greater penalty for killing the cops. I understand that, but you know what? It just makes me even more want to get away from the state system because they worship these people.
It's a clear us versus them mentality, and it's certainly not the way a servant is supposed to be treated, right? They're supposedly servants of the public, but it's obviously nonsense. They're our masters. 800-259-9231, and some of the serfs, some of the slaves are getting pretty upset with this, and they're willing to stand up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Garrick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just you'll get it in your email box. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free.
Do you hate making those extra trips in to carry the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using Totisac. Their handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totisac.com. That's Totasak.com. And buy a family pack today, Totisac. They can carry more than you can. A lot more. Totisac.com.
All right. We go right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Rich in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich. Rich in Massachusetts.
Hello,
Daddy.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, just super rich. What's on your mind? Let's see if we can figure out which soundboard this is.
It's me, Pee-wee.
Okay. Hey, Pee-wee. How's the career going?
Jenga.
See, one of the problem with doing soundboards live on the radio is you have to kind of think about what button to press next.
Respond.
You've got a whole board of possible options, and if you're not really, really familiar...
It's not nice to make prank phone calls.
You do? Oh, I'm shocked by that.
I thought he said it's not nice.
Oh, not
Guess
nice?
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
I'm having a party, and you're invited!
I know you are, but what am I?
Hey, he's coming
I'm
back.
For somebody else, okay?
Pee-wee's coming back.
Is Pee-wee? They're making another movie, aren't they?
Yeah, he's coming back. He's rocking and back.
He's trying to party with everybody, gets the presents.
Thanks, Pee-wee. I really appreciate the call tonight. Always nice to hear from Paul Rubens on the show.
Paul Rubens.
He is a native of Sarasota, as we are.
Yep, I went to Sarasota High School. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But Pee-wee's, it was a huge show back in the 1980s, and then unfortunately, as you may know, Paul Rubens was caught with his Johnson in his hand at a porn theater, which I guess is what you're supposed to do at a porn theater. But
that's the allegation.
But apparently, I guess you weren't supposed to do it in front of other people at the porn theater. So.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
He got caught. The porn theater shut down, and then his career kind of took a dump for several years until he started showing up in just regular mainstream movies, acting as Paul Rubens and not as Pee-wee Herman. And now you're right, Gard. I did hear that news recently that I think within the next couple years there's going to be a brand new Pee-wee movie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. I saw one as an adult recently, and it was very, very cute.
Yeah,
it was very fun. All right, so let's continue here. By the way, when you're doing the soundboard thing, and we've had a few soundboard calls come in recently, that's never happened before on Free Talk Live, so somebody, I guess, was kind of original in that way. But when you're doing the soundboards live, it's more difficult. It's a lot better when you're recording a call. If you're calling, like I called a McDonald's once with an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard or something like that. No, it was the Psycho Ex-Girlfriend is what I called with. And it took me probably 6 calls to get one that was good. So when you're doing it live, it's going to be mostly misses, and it's real slow. You're real slow when you're trying to figure out what button to hit next. The way you want to do it is you want to make some calls, record them all, and then go in and edit so you can take out the dead space between when the person says something and then when you play the soundboard button. So just a tip.
A few tips.
Yeah.
You know, somebody called in, I think it was on the Saturday show recently, this last Saturday show, as the effete liberal, and I thought he did a pretty good job, and you know, it seemed to me that guy could probably make a character out of that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was good. All right, let's continue with Hollis in Missouri. Hollis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, I mostly listen to podcasts, and I heard the other day you guys were talking about zero tolerance.
Yes.
I had a really ridiculous zero tolerance story. Back when I was a freshman in high school, I had a friend who was a senior, and he was caught with a water pistol in his back seat.
Caught and with what happened to him?
Caught.
Yeah, what happened?
What does caught mean?
The security guard was snooping around. He looked in the back seat of his car. He saw a water pistol, and they made him go open his car, and they found out it was a water pistol, but because it looked like a gun, he lost all his scholarships.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, hold on. It's Was it a water pistol that looked remotely like a gun? Most water pistols I've seen look nothing like guns, especially like the big super soaker blast.
Right, they're neon and things like that.
I'm not sure. I just heard it was a water pistol. He told me it was a water pistol, and so
this was in high school that this occurred?
Yes.
Now, how is it that you lose your scholarships if you get in trouble in high school? How did the scholarship people find out about
that? I think they may have been government scholarships.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, I mean, they confirmed that it was a water pistol, and they still took away the scholarships.
And when did this transpire?
Oh, about 2005.
2005, okay. Because I think back to when I was in high school, and, you know, it wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was on the, you know, the scheme of things. For me, it's been over a decade now since I'd been out of high school. But
it's farther and farther, doesn't it?
I remember the end of my 11th grade year, I had a water pistol in my Spanish class, and the Spanish teacher didn't like that very much, but the entire class, I wasn't the only one acting out in that class. The entire class, just on a regular basis, would do things just to torture this poor woman. And, you know, looking back on it, I'm not particularly proud of what happened. But nonetheless, I did have a water pistol in the class, and they called one of the aides to come in and, like, confiscate the water pistol. And I had to go to, the principal's office over this. But I was not suspended. In fact, I don't even recall what the punishment was. It was so just nothing.
Minor, yeah. Like, a water pistol is just, I can't imagine there being any problem with me having brought a water pistol to school. I just wouldn't even considered it. Hmm. And I would assume that this kid probably didn't consider, you know, a water pistol being in the back of his car as any big deal either. And then he loses tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships. Crazy. And if they're government scholarships, likely he earned them through, mm-hmm, like some kind of academic program. And then they decide to take them away over a water pistol.
Wow.
It's real nice.
Wow.
These are the people we're dealing with.
So, any other thoughts for us tonight, Hollis?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Since he brings it up, we've got a story tonight that I think tops the story we had on Saturday night. Now, Saturday night's story was, I think, topped a lot of the other stories.
Pretty outrageous.
I mean, because these zero-tolerance stories are it's pretty easy for zero-tolerance stories to be outrageous because, well, as I pointed out on Saturday night, zero-tolerance is zero-thinking. So when somebody gets caught with some sort of thing that resembles a weapon, the bureaucrats behave in the exact same way as they would have had they actually had some sort of dangerous weapon.
Well, sure. Yeah. It makes their existence have some kind of validity. It's the school resource officer's job to find people with real weapons, and by and large, they're not there, so they have to sort of make things up, like water pistols. And in this the case on Saturday was a kid who had a pocket knife, a 2-inch blade pocket knife, and
he was a Boy Scout, and he was an honor student,
Eagle Scout honor student, enrolled in the military and hoping to go to West Point, officer training. And the 20-day suspension they gave him for this knife that was in a survival kit locked in his car could prevent him from being able to go to West Point.
Well, if you thought that one was bad, wait till we share this one with you about a 6-year-old and what happened to him with a zero-tolerance policy. 800-259-9231. You know those wily, plotting, evil 6-year-olds. We'll explain in moments.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial the toll-free number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And that is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they listen to the show. You can see that for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
There are a lot of people who listen to the show who, you know, have jobs where they are able to listen all day long and are, you know, ravenous for content that is delivered to them through their little earbuds. And if you want more, you can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They have over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks over there, and they're unabridged. So you'll get a lot of content. And you can try one out for free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Now, I know we just talked about the zero tolerance thing on Saturday night, and we read you a pretty outrageous story about a Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout, who had a locked in his car in a security kit, or a safety survival kit, had a 2-inch blade. Somebody snitched him out,
school officials came, asked him if he had it. He, of course, being an Eagle Scout, told them the truth. Gave himself up and was suspended for 20 days over it. And we were pretty outraged by that, and there have been some pretty outrageous zero-tolerance stories in the past. I mean, everything from some little boy bringing a butter knife to school, or, you know, in some cases a steak knife, but always in the lunchbox. Mom put it there, figuring that he might need it to cut the steak she gave him or something like that for lunch. And this usually results in some sort of draconian punishment that's meted out at the same level, virtually, despite whatever it is the student has done. Now, we had a cop call in who said he thinks that zero tolerance is okay. I really didn't think we were going to get anybody called to defend zero tolerance, but one did. He said he thought zero tolerance was okay, but that they needed to have a range in which they could punish people, and maybe in some cases they do. But even at the low end of the range, in many cases, it's still a severe, very severe punishment for what the alleged transgression is. I mean, having a knife in the back of your car locked, a 2-inch blade, having never threatened anyone with it, never done anything to put anybody in danger, says to me that you should just look the other direction and move on. But zero tolerance says the punishment must be meted out. We need to teach these kids a lesson they'll never forget, that we take these things seriously. And so, see what they did in Newark, Delaware. According to the New York Times, finding character witnesses when you're 6 years old is not easy. But there was Zachary Christie last week at a school disciplinary committee hearing with his karate instructor and his mother's fiancé by his side to vouch for him.
You've got to be kidding me.
Zachary's offense? Taking a camping utensil that can serve as a knife, fork, and spoon to school. See, Zach was so excited about recently joining the Cub Scouts that he wanted to use it at lunch. You know, kids get excited about things that are very simple.
Sure. Absolutely. I remember my mom got I think it was a 1984 Buick Century. It was in, racing beige. And it was a station wagon. And the first night we got it, it was brand new. I think it was actually a used car that was kind of very, very newish.
Sure it's not champagne?
No, it was beige. No. Okay. And I slept out there and camped in the car that night.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's what you want to do when you're a
guy. Yeah. So school officials concluded that he had violated their zero tolerance policy on weapons, and Zachary was suspended and now faces 45 days in the district's reform school. 6 years old Cub Scout, so excited about his new spoon/knife/fork camping utensil that he wanted to bring it to school and eat his flippin' lunch with it. They're now going to put him possibly into reform school over this.
Wow. I mean, you don't even know what to say.
Well, Zachary said something.
I want to hear what he has to say, but you just got to ask, who did this? Which, I mean, the teacher did this? Was this in the cafeteria? What addle-brained moron thought that it was a good idea to bring this up in the first place?
Exactly. You know, this whole idea of you can't come up with any nuance it's really sad. It really shows just a perfect example of how the government schools have to march in lockstep, have to have one standard. Don't think, just do. We command. If there's a picture of a gun that someone's drawn, they get in trouble.
That has happened. Yeah. You're not exaggerating.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They don't allow people to actually think and be human beings.
Well, Zachary's still human because he's too young to have had it beaten out of him completely at this point. He's 6 years old. Here's what he had to say. It just seems unfair. Zachary said, pausing as he practiced writing lowercase letters with his mother, who's homeschooling him while the family tries to overturn his punishment. Look, what I don't understand is why parents are so vehement to get their kids back into these schools.
Right. They're only going to do this again. They were stupid enough to do it the first time. For God's sakes, do not send your 6-year-old back to these people.
Spurred in part by the Columbine and Virginia Tech shootings, many school districts around the country adopted zero-tolerance policies on the possession of weapons on school grounds. More recently, there's been a growing debate over whether the policies have gone too far. But based on the code of conduct for the Christina School District, where Zachary is a first grader, school officials had no choice. They had to suspend him because, regardless of the possessor's intent, knives are banned. But the question on the minds of residents here is, why do school officials not have more discretion in such cases?
Because if you give these morons discretion, look what they do with it. They have discretion. The person who decided whether or not to bring this up in the first place had discretion.
That's a great point.
Now, the rules may be what the rules are, but they really had the option. You know, they could have very well have said, you know, I saw him eating with the knife or the fork, with the fork or the spoon. I didn't even consider that there might be a knife in it. They could have said whatever he wanted to.
Zachary wears a suit and tie some days to school by his own choice because he takes school so seriously, said Debbie Christie, Zachary's mom, who started a website, helpzachary.com, in hopes of recruiting supporters to pressure the local school board at its next open meeting on Tuesday. This is how difficult it is to deal with this situation. You have to go to the school board to try to pressure them. You have to rally other people in your area to attempt to pressure the school board to doing the right damn thing and leaving this kid alone.
Wow. Well, you remember how we were talking earlier in the first hour about the tragedy of the Commons in a park situation. This brings to mind another story that I heard about in Michigan. Was it last week, you guys? I'm sure everybody was talking about it. About this woman who watches over her neighbor's kids because her neighbor has to leave early for work sometimes. So for 20 minutes before the bus arrives, they end up going over to her neighbor's house and they wait for the bus inside the house where it's warm. So she watches. DCYS of Michigan was called because that woman is not licensed to watch kids.
So outrageous.
If she gets another violation, she could have a $100,000 fine and go to jail for 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
For letting kids not stand out in the cold.
Yes, yes. And it's just
crazy.
Now think about,
it's crazy.
You think about the private situation with a private school. If they did something stupid like that with this little boy,
you could pull out. You could cancel your contract.
Exactly. And you could also say, if you were really having problems, hey, we don't really want your kid in our school. Thank you. We're not going to accept your business. But in this situation, the tragedy of the commons works both ways. If you have a violent kid, for example, in the state of New Hampshire, they passed a law to force all kids to have to stay in school until they're 18, even if they've got enough credits to graduate, or even if they're possibly violent and don't want to be in the school.
Yeah. Ludicrous.
Amazing.
Mom says he's not some sort of threat to his classmates, but still, some school administrators argue it is difficult to distinguish innocent pranks and mistakes from more serious threats.
Difficult for these morons.
Yes, good point.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen if they had a policy that says no violence, you know, don't threaten anybody? Then why would it be difficult to ascertain what the situation was? If a threat has happened, if violence has happened, you'll likely have witnesses to that, you know, to that end, and you could go to them and deal with the situation as it comes up. But really, it's just they're making excuses for being lazy and or slash stupid in this case. And if they make a mistake and they ascertain that somebody's been violent or, you know, somebody threatened somebody and they didn't, okay, mistakes are going to happen. But at least then this sort of nonsense wouldn't occur.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a few moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you,
and Gar,
and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free if you enjoy the program. We'd like to invite you to become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So join on up and get some perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, the AmpOnly podcast, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, the AMP program has been bringing you the Mark interview series, as has been appearing at the end of several podcasts over the last couple of weeks. Mark is indulging in one of his fantasies. He's able to interview whoever it is he wants to without asking me for permission to do so. Because when I'm on the show, I'm, you know, I'm a bit of a gatekeeper when it comes to interviews. I don't like doing them very much. And this isn't really an interview show, so Mark's
It wasn't designed that way, and it makes sense.
So you've always wanted to have certain people on this show, and now you've got your opportunity. And so coming up tonight on the podcast, if you're listening on the radio, you have to grab the podcast to hear it. But who'd you interview today, Mark?
A fellow named Jared Fuller, and he has started an organization called Year of the Youth, or something to that effect, and they have a bold plan, and I was just going to tell the kid, hey, you know, beat it, kid, whatever, and I assume he's young, it's for Year of the Youth, but the email he sent me was so moving that I decided to interview him, and I'm not sorry, it was a great interview.
And you'll hear that tonight on the podcast, so keep that in mind. And again, that's something else that's brought to you by the Free Talk Live AMP program, just looking to give you some extra content, those of you that are online listeners. Radio stations, you know, we just can't break our radio formats, so for those of you out there that want to hear such things, visit us at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. So the AMP program, again, is amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue briefly on this topic still of zero tolerance, where the madness continues. Now a six-year-old has been caught up in zero tolerance. They're not even laws. They're just policies that the schools have set for themselves as a way to basically not have to think about anything when they catch somebody with what they're calling a weapon. In this case, the weapon was a knife, fork, spoon combo utensil that little Zachary Christie was given because he just recently joined the Cub Scouts. And so, you know, when you join up with the Cub Scouts, mom and dad are going to go out and they're going to
get some Cub Scout stuff.
You know, they're going to take you to Walmart or the Sports Authority or whatever and, you know, get you some camping gear. And
it was at JCPenney's when I was a kid.
Sure.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was back when it was a real department store. Huh?
Well, you know. That's the only place you could go, JCPenney's.
So you know, they got their kid, they got this young man, the six-year-old, a multi-utensil, and he was caught with it at school and now is facing 45 days in reform school and has been suspended. And, of course, the district bureaucrats are defending what they've done. Some administrators argue that it's difficult to distinguish pranks and mistakes from more serious threats, and the policies must be strict to protect students. Really?
These people are unbelievable. They won't let kids live, and it's all because there have been problems inside government school systems, and there's no way that they can stop these things, so they got to turn them more and more into prisons.
Right, well, you know, I mean, when you take everybody, including the lowest of low common denominators, and you put them in a school, you tell them, you've got to be here, kid.
Oh,
and you treat them basically like inmates.
And you put some of the, I hate to say this, sorry to jump in, Mark, but you put some of really the most ignorant or least intelligent people in front of them. That's the way it goes in many cases with some of these teachers.
I think some of the teachers want very, very badly to do a great job with these students.
Some do.
And some of them are there because they're part of the teachers union, and you just can't get rid of somebody who's in a union.
Yep.
And you don't know what to do one way or the other. And I'll tell you, when you've got a situation like that where the teachers aren't incentivized by the marketplace, you're not going to get teachers that perform as well. Even the best performers are going to be sort of bogged down by the bureaucracy created by the mediocre and the poor performers.
Absolutely. Yes, you can talk to I used to know somebody who was a teacher. I occasionally would have, like you do now, Gard, I would have occasions to go and speak to a high school class at a government high school. And the lady that was the teacher in that case, I knew, you know, on an okay basis. And I would always, whenever I would get together with her, I'd ask her to, you know, give me the latest on what's going on the inside, because she works in the bureaucracy. And she'd always have some sort of story to tell. There's always something new, some sort of asininity to talk about, some new policy, some new mandate that the teachers have to deal with, or some new stupid training class that they have to attend, or whatever it was.
Some new set of tests to teach to rather than actually teaching what they're supposed to be teaching.
A new restriction on what she can or can't teach. I mean, it's just every time.
My niece just had an entire week at this particular middle school where she's going to school of testing. Then they had Friday off for teachers conferencing. Yes, you know, they used to, when I was in school in the old days, they used to just get together after school, and then they'd have their conferences then, but now they got to have the whole day.
They had those when I was in school, too. It was one per quarter or one per semester, if I remember correctly.
And then, of course, they had today off for Columbus Day, so she hasn't actually learned anything school-wise, supposedly, as the traditional definition of the term learning goes, in over a week.
Wow. Critics contend that zero-tolerance policies like those in the Christina District have led to sharp increases in suspensions and expulsions, often putting children on the streets or in other places where their behavior only worsens, and that the policies undermine the ability of school officials to use common sense in handling minor infractions. Now, the president of the Christina District School Board had this to say. There's no parent who wants to get a phone call when they hear that their child no longer has two good seeing eyes because there was a scuffle and someone pulled out a knife. He defended the decision, but added the board might adjust the rules when it comes to younger children like Zachary.
And this whole the idea that a knife is going to be used in a scuffle, a weapon is just a tool. And what about a sharp pencil? You don't think I can jab that in somebody's eye?
Yeah.
A pen? I mean, I'm looking
right
at...
Right in the side of someone's neck.
I'm looking at the pen right here, and I can tell you that if you chose to... If you were lying there dormant, Ian, then that I might be able to stick this pen into you. And this, you know, this whole fear thing that goes on about knives, I mean, it could be
chalk.
Done
with chalk only.
The forks, in prison, they used to take the metal, if they found a metal utensil, they'd sharpen it on the sidewalk. Are you telling me you can't have a sharpened piece of metal that's not a knife that you managed to, and the people that have knives that are kind of, using them to eat with or whatever, those people aren't the ones that are dangerous. They're showing off, they're showing the weapon in a manner that they're not even bragging about it. They're just using it.
Yep. And that's really where all this comes from. These bureaucrats are trying to pretend like they're doing something to keep kids safe, right? That's their justification. Well, somebody might get stabbed during a scuffle. And we've got to make sure that we have zero tolerance for this.
Right, but it's the bureaucrats that are the problem.
But it does nothing. Yeah. All their posturing and their policy enforcement doesn't actually do anything to make the school safer.
It harms those kids. It makes the school an unsafe place. Now little Zachary on his permanent record has, brought a knife to school. I'm sorry, but that's going to affect him in public school.
What I said was it doesn't make the school safer.
It makes it unsafe.
Right.
Zachary is unsafe.
Right.
He has been threatened. He has been treated poorly. The bureaucrats are making the school unsafe.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. For Delaware, Zachary's case is especially frustrating because last year state lawmakers tried to make disciplinary rules more flexible by giving local boards authority to, on a case-by-case basis, modify the terms of the expulsion. The law was introduced after a third-grade girl was expelled for a year. What was this one? Go ahead. Yes.
I can't even imagine.
Who knows?
She drew a machine gun in the hands of Holly Hobby.
Well, it was a girl, so not likely.
Get strangled with somebody.
Something. Who knows?
Well, her grandmother had sent a birthday cake to school along with a knife to cut it. The teacher called the principal, but not before using the knife to cut and serve the cake. That's awesome. Oh, man, that's sweet.
Oh, how thoughtful having included the knife with this cake. Let's just cut it up here.
Let me get a piece of this myself.
I'm calling the principal now. You need to be punished for this.
Wow. What a bunch of lunatics.
What kind
of
Enjoy your cake. Kids.
Unbelievable. Hey, you know what? I just have to tell you, just real quick, on this subject. I was talking with a little guy named Justin, and he works. Well, he's the son of the guy who works near where I work. He's in there, and this woman is in the store where I'm working, and this little guy Justin's there, and I was talking to him about how some kids are seen in school as being really stupid because they have a tough time reading. And I said, I was explaining to him, Justin, sometimes it's not the kid's fault. Sometimes they're just not taught how to read properly. A lot of times it's the teacher's fault.
Mm-hmm.
This woman explodes. She's like, and just very shrilly, I'm a teacher. That's never the case. And I was like, well, you just showed yourself to be the fool that you are.
We are out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow.
Right. Can you imagine a teacher saying, it's not me, it's the stupid student?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's the attitude.
That's the way they do it.
Hey, we're out of time. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.